This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, here was DeMeco Ryans yesterday, Texans head coach, out of joint practice with the Panthers. DeMeco, what did you see out there? There's a lot to watch. There's offense on one field for the Texans, defense on the other. What did you watch yesterday?
I did not see the defense. I saw one defensive play today. And you know what I saw? I saw Derek Stingley back to try to throw a back shoulder. I saw Derek Stingley pick it off and go to the house. So if they cover like that all day, it was a great day.
Okay.
Oh, and I'll tell you one thing. Don't go back shoulder against Derek Stingley.
No, do not.
Yeah, that was a poor choice, Bryce Young.
Do not do that. Yes.
But DeMeco spent, as I suspected, I was watching during, I realized that every time I was looking at or saw DeMeco, he was on the offensive side of the field or of the practice field. And I kind of had that thought, and then he confirmed it in the press conference that I think he spent the entire day with the offense. That fits in with a theme of, I think, something things we've talked about, but also DeMeco himself has talked about in his evolution as a coach, you know, getting more and more comfortable and better at delegating, and that it does feel like this year it's going to be Matt Burke's defense with a heavy advisory role,
consulting role
from DeMeco. DeMeco's still going to spend a lot of time with
the highest paid consultant in the building.
Yeah. But the DeMeco's trying to, you know, he's done a lot of the stuff on the culture front really well with the defense.
Yeah.
The offense is lagging when it comes to establishing a culture and just having the same level of competence as the defense. So he, as the head football coach, I think is going to go where he's needed most. And I like that. I like that. It's good to see. Cause I think that is DeMeco's ability as a leader and as a guy that, you know, can help on the X's and O's side in working with the offensive coaches, but just on the motivational side or the counseling side with the offensive players.
Yes.
I think he's really valuable in that regard.
If you believe that DeMeco Ryans is elite in all facets of coaching, not just defense, which I do, I think he's one of the most intelligent coaches I've ever watched coach, then there is value for him helping on the side of the football that prevented you from getting to where you wanted to get to last year. You know, if this means he's spending more time on the offense or either on the sidelines or during the week leading up to it or all of those things, I think that's valuable for the team. And it's also a lot of trust in Matt Burke too.
It's a lot of trust in Matt Burke. And you know, Matt Burke had the same conversation as Kaylee about whether to be on the sideline or when to be in the booth. That was my first indication that, okay, wait a second. Like the fact that we're even talking about this, tells me that, yeah, this is going to be Matt Burke's defense this year. Cause I can't ever remember it being a question or an issue before.
Right.
So, I think that it's one more thing to watch. Mm-hmm. If the defense doesn't come out like gangbusters, it's going to be a conversation point by talking heads such as Sean T. Pendergast and Seth Payne.
You're damn right.
Somebody asked us on the live stream yesterday, and it kind of caught me by surprise, and I think it's a fair question, because he said, hey, could some of these big plays the Texans defense allowed, could that be evidence that maybe it was Matt Burke as the defensive coordinator and not DeMeco? I would be really, really hesitant to read into it like that at this point, because for one of the weaknesses of DeMeco's defense last year was allowing big plays.
It looked like last
awesome,
year.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. 30-yard touchdown. Yep. 30-yard run. So that's, I can't say they're any better or any worse in that regard. It's just we've got a very, very small sample size. And then two, there isn't that much game planning and everything that goes into it. Some of it's just dumb luck in these joint practices about which defenses you're calling versus that offense. You haven't game planned for it the way you would a regular season game.
All right, here's another one from DeMeco. He was asked yesterday, we're 75% of the way through the practices. We're about to be 2/3 of the way through the games after Saturday in the preseason. Are you intensifying the selection process to get down to a 53-man roster?
For me, honestly, I'm not thinking about the 53, just thinking about guys getting better. And that process, when it comes for us to select 53 guys, after our third preseason game, we'll tackle that process when it gets there. But right now, what I love about our team, we got a ton of competitive dudes all across the board on our team. And I would love to keep all these guys around because, it just means a lot to me, because knowing all the work, the sacrifice they put in, right, to make this team and to make themselves better. And I don't take that lightly. So that process will happen. It's always a tough process to dwindle it down to 53 guys when there's always more than 53 guys who are deserving of making the team.
They're going to have more than 53 guys.
Yeah.
There's going to be some tough cuts.
There's two things about that clip. One is that it's funny to think about how a coach and a GM might think about that scenario differently, where DeMeco is thinking, I wish we could just keep all of them. And Nick is probably thinking, yeah, it'd be nice to keep them, but it is sure going to be fun to maybe get some extra draft capital
draft
for these
capital
guys.
Draft capital, and yeah.
It's a really good problem to have, obviously. And then especially, there a lot of these guys, I think, that will... the Texans are a scenario now, too, where I think when a guy goes to the practice squad, they're allowed to sign with any team. They basically become free agents. So they're on the Texans practice squad. Any other team in the league can sign them. The Texans get right of first refusal. Mm-hmm. But the Texans are a place that people want to be.
Yes.
And that helps a lot in keeping guys that you think have potential but can't fit on the roster right now. If their agent is smart, that's where an agent might say, hey, the Browns want you and they're going to pay you an extra $100,000 or something, but I think it might be a better fit for you long term with the Texans.
Yeah.
I think they've got the benefit of that now. They've become one of those teams that players want to be at.
That's tough. I agree with you.
Yeah.
That I would imagine that's tough for a player in that bracket, tax bracket, because you go to the Browns, you're probably playing.
Right.
Well, if they pull you off the practice squad, you're definitely playing because they got to put you on the 53.
Yeah, and it's still right.
And practice squad guys make a good wage now, but it's like double or triple when you're on the roster.
That's probably the scenario I described is probably still very much the exception than the rule.
Yeah.
But it does sometimes it spurs on, by the time some other team wants to pluck a guy after practice squad, usually you've had a few injuries yourself.
Yeah.
So you can say, hey, all right, Solomon Bird, we'll bring you up because we like you. So that part of it, the other part about that clip is one that I think a lot of people thought was coach speak or would think is coach speak when he said that he's not thinking about the 53-man roster at all right now. I 100% believe him. And a lot of that's just based on learning and understanding the way Nick Caserio operates. Yeah. You're trying to avoid all of your blind spots and all of your biases as much as possible. And if you start building a 53-man roster in your head every single day, you're going to start talking your way into some scenarios that you think are more firm than they are. And all of a sudden, you get that halo effect around the guys that you like. And the guys you don't like, you don't notice some of the good plays they make. So as much as possible, you got to force yourself to say, no, this is a day-by-day process. We want to help these guys get as good as they can.
Yeah.
Up until the point where we have to make a decision.
You're describing me.
Yeah, yeah.
Describing me.
You're not in the mix.
No. My opinion means nothing. But that's how I am. I mean, I love projections and bracketology and rosterology and whatever the case may be. Hey, by the way, Nick Caserio joining us Tuesday at 7:30.
Oh, good.
This coming Tuesday.
I'm going to get a quote from the book that I'm... Nick had recommended a couple books that he had read that he liked. I read one of them, and there was a very specific part of one of those books that kind of addresses this very scenario.
Okay.
Of not hyper-analyzing the
confirmation bias
in the moment. Confirmation bias, yeah. All that's all the... All the human stuff we do that screws you up.
Do you remember the name of it? Because we had a texter asking the name of the
Psychology
book.
Of Money is one, and Same as Ever is the other.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so there you go. There's not didn't know which one the texter was referring to. Now you got them
reading both.
Both
those books, and then I've got a book for Nick. I read that biography of Ernest Shackleton.
Yeah, I just call him Shaq.
But I'm the whole time I'm reading this book, I'm like, oh my god, this is just like a football team. Like it is, and I told you, Ernest Shackleton would have been a brilliant football coach, but he was a horrible general manager.
Yeah.
He just needed a general manager.
For the benefit of those who don't know who he was, just the 15-second version of who was.
He was Bill O'Brien.
What did he do? He was like in the Antarctic, right?
He led a couple expeditions to the Antarctic.
Yeah.
Went as far south as anybody had. He never reached the South Pole. But he was really good at leading men, inspiring them, doing all those things. Yeah. But when it came to actually organizing the mission, he was all over the place.
Okay.
When it came to paying his debts, just a complete and total mess. Okay. He needed a general manager.
Yep. Yep.
If he would have taken a competent general manager, he would have reached the South Pole lickety-split.
Shackleton.
Yes, Shackleton.
Shackleton.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So, and I think that with D'Amico, I 100% believe that, like, yes, if he wants to improve the guys as much as possible and then make the decision. Because then you're operating like, hey, what if we, the fans, or maybe a more tempestuous GM, had looked at Kyle Tucker's rookie year and thought, this guy's untouchable?
Right.
I don't think so.
Right.
We would have traded away Kyle. We were wondering why the hell Kyle Tucker was so untouchable.
Yep.
That entire rookie year. And then lo and behold, obviously, he wasn't completely untouchable.
No.
But he was touchable for a price.
For a price.
It was a high price of entry to
we'll
touch him.
We'll let you touch him if you give us Cam Smith, Isak Paredes, and Hayden Wisniewski.
Yes.
Then you can touch and you can keep him. And you know what? Cubs fans want to send him back right now. He's had one home run since June 29th. He's had one home run.
What's more likely next year? Kyle Tucker is on the Cubs or Kyle Tucker is on the Astros?
Well, it was funny. I saw somebody tweet this yesterday. Like, ooh, Kyle Tucker's playing himself back into the Astros price range. He could be back.
Has he had a rough month or so?
He hasn't hit. He's hit one home run
since
June
29th. Yeah.
Since June 29th, he's hit one home run.
That's such a shame.
Yeah.
I feel so awful about
all
of it.
I do, too. I can't sleep over
it. I don't know if I can finish the show, Sean.
That's right. Hey, one more from D'Amico. D'Amico. He was asked about the wide receiver battle. Xavier Hutchinson, Braxton Berrios, John Metchie, all having great camps right now.
For the receivers, all three of those guys you mentioned, Berrios, Watson, Metchie, all just competitive at the catch point. Each guy showing up and made plays. Pick a day. One of those guys showing up, making plays. And it's really a lot of great competition there amongst all those guys.
It's probably a longer segment than what we've got left in this one. If I had to pick somebody who's most likely to get traded in the next couple of weeks, it's John Metchie for me.
Yeah.
I think they're keeping Xavier Hutchinson. Unlike Berrios and Justin Watson, he's a younger guy, still on one cheap year of his rookie deal. And he showed, I think he's played this camp how the Texans envisioned him playing when they drafted him 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. He's had a good camp. He's a second round pick. I'm sure there's teams out there that had good scouting reports on him coming out of Alabama. There's nothing to not like about him off the field. You're outside of the white lines.
I'm calling my shot right now, Sean.
Okay.
New England Patriots.
Yeah.
John Metchie will be a New England Patriot.
I could see that.
Within a month.
I could see that. I thought Carolina would be one, too, because of the ties to Bryce Young.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
You know, the connection
there. Yeah. So whatever relationship. And Bryce Young probably said some really good things about him. But especially, I think there's still a lot of common ties between these two organizations. And Metchie seems like a Vrabel type of guy.
Well, and Diggs is in that room, too.
Diggs
was here with Metchie last year, and I'm sure would have good things to say.
I mean, because the wide receivers room is still, I like Matt Collins and everything, but I don't know how I feel about him being my second receiver on my football team.
No.
So there's a lot of places out there where teams that will look at Metchie. And I know there's a lot of fans right now saying, Seth, but he's not that good or whatever. Yeah, I get it. There are a lot of teams out there that don't have three starting wide receivers.
Right.
And there's a whole lot more that just might have three, but really want a fourth guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where, because when you draft two wide receivers, immediately you just push everybody back in terms of who you're keeping and everything. And
yes,
Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel have shown no reason not to be optimistic about
them. Not just draft them, but draft them in the second and third rounds.
Yeah.
Those are practically lock round levels to make the team. You know, you start to get into day three, okay, fourth round picks get cut. Second and third round doesn't typically happen. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you here on a Football Friday. Football Friday, but let's circle back to baseball. Big weekend for the Astros. What does the rest of August look like? Do the Astros have an opportunity here to reestablish what we thought was going to be the norm couple of weeks ago? We'll have that for you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.